It's Monday, the 25th of June. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Well, Texas A&M sprinter Jenna Mataramo is in the middle of a little controversy at the U.S. Olympic trials at Eugene. Even with all the modern technology to time a 100-meter dash, Tarmo and her Nike teammate Allison Felix tied for third Saturday in the finals of the event. And that means really tied, 11.068 seconds. There was no means to break the tie mechanically. The third-place finisher is on the U.S. Olympic team going to London. The other is an alternate. And there was no written procedure in place by USA Track and Field for breaking the tie. So they got together and made one up yesterday. It will be decided by either a runoff or a coin flip. If both runners agree to the same tiebreaker method, that one will be used. If they disagree on the method, a runoff will happen. If neither declares a preference, a coin flip will be used. Most observers believe that they'll agree to a runoff, and it'll happen sometime before the end of the trials next Sunday. Javelin thrower Sam Humphrey finished second in the prelims on Saturday, and he will try to earn a spot on the Olympic team tonight in the finals. Let's take it to Omaha. The Arizona Wildcats will not only be out to beat the South Carolina Gamecocks tonight, but to dethrone them for the top of the college baseball world and to tie their unbeatable record of going a perfect 10-0 in the NCAA tournament. The Wildcats took Game 1 of the College World Series last night, 5-1 over a South Carolina team looking to become the first team in 37 years to win at Omaha 3 years in a row. South Carolina did not lose an NCAA postseason game last year on the way to its second straight title. And this year, the Arizona Wildcats, well, they beat Missouri and then Louisville twice to win their own regional. They beat St. John's twice to win their super regional. And in Omaha so far, they beat Florida State, UCLA, and Florida State again to win their division. And now they've beaten South Carolina, the first of the best 2 out of 3. This is Arizona's 16th appearance in the College World Series, and they've won 3 titles. Their last one was back in 1986. Game 2 is tonight at 7 o'clock. It's on ESPN. Well, both top seeds are scheduled to play on opening day today at Wimbledon, the third Grand Slam tournament of the tennis season. Defending men's champion and top seed Novak Djokovic opens play on center court at Wimbledon against the former number one Juan Carlos Ferrero. That actually started about an hour ago. We'll update you later. While women's top seed Maria Sharapova, who completed a Grand Slam at the recent French Open, is also scheduled to compete. After beginning the day 6 shots off the lead, Mark Leishman fired an early 8-under par 62 and then endured a 2-hour wait in the clubhouse and claimed his first PGA Tour title yesterday, the Travelers. Charlie Hoffman blew a 2-stroke lead with a double bogey-bogey. He ended up signing for a 66, tying with Bubba Watson for second place. Matt Harrison pitched 5 scoreless innings yesterday to lead the Texas Rangers past the Colorado Rockies 4-2. Leonis Martin recorded the first 3 RBIs of his major league career for the Rangers. Rocky starter Alex White took the loss after giving up 4 runs in 2-plus innings. Texas wins 2 of 3 over the Rockies. They still lead the AL West by 5 games and host Detroit the next 3 nights. Chris Johnson homered and drove in 3 runs yesterday to lead the Houston Astros to a 7-1 win over the Cleveland Indians. J.D. Martinez also went deep to help Houston starter J.A. Happ pick up his 2nd consecutive victory. Astros win 2 out of 3 in the interleague series and continue their homestand with the San Diego Padres in for 4 games. 2 Aggie golfers advanced well at the Women's Western Golf Association Amateur Championship in Monroe, Michigan before bowing out. Both Mary Michael Maggio and Susie Grundon qualified for the match play portion of the tournament. Grundon won her first 2 matches but was eliminated in the round of 16 by Mariah Juttagugam. Maggio won her first 3 matches but fell in the quarterfinals also to Juttagugam, who went on to lose in the championship match to her sister, Areja Juttagugam. And the Brazos Valley Bombers were off last night after falling 4-3 to the TCL leading East Texas Pumpjacks on Saturday night at AMB Ballpark. Tonight, the Bombers will be in Victoria to meet the Generals before both teams come back to Bryan to play tomorrow night. And then the Bombers host Acadiana Wednesday night, then the Generals again on Thursday. The Bombers are still in 2nd place, 2.5 games behind the Pumpjacks. And that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you again for logging on to WTAW.com.